Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, the hosts of Florida Man, the podcast, Joe and Phil.
Thank you.
That actually sounded professional.
Yeah.
Did you work on that last night? That's why we pay you the big bucks, buddy. All right, for the record, did we read the disclaimer?
Yeah, you got to read the disclaimer.
I can't read over my shoulder.
No, not that one. The one that's on your screen.
Oh. Well, that's already says, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage.
Yeah, the next one down.
Oh, that one.
Okay. Yeah, where it says Phil.
Oh, okay, I got it. Well, we don't have a stage. We thought about a stage, but that was too much work. So this was enough work. First of all, thank you very much for coming out tonight. This is pretty cool. This is the first time at doing this. We have no idea what we're doing, but so far, so good.
Yeah, I'm really surprised and happy with the turnout. So, yeah, thanks for coming out, guys.
Let's get it started. All right, as always, we'll start off with our warning. This program will contain adult content, including strong language, stories of violence and drug use, and consumption of alcohol by the host and audience. This episode will not contain nudity because I told Joel he's not allowed in public without his pants again.
It was one time.
Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you live from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this episode,
Florida Man takes an oily dump.
You picked these?
I did.
A Florida woman gets corralled, by cattle.
And a political argument gets heated.
And our favorite gator wrangler is back for more.
Yes, he is. Plus, Phil's super secret quiz and some special guests.
We have the special guest, but I forgot to do the super secret quiz. We actually thought about it.
You thought about it?
At 12:30 today, I think. Yeah, we didn't do it.
Yeah, okay. This does not surprise me, so I do have a Florida.
Did you prepare
man
something
tourist.
Else? Yes. All right. We thought about it, but we just didn't.
We.
Well, it's Jay's fault. I mean, Jay was supposed to help me with it. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
No. That's why we edit this thing. Yeah, that's why we edit it.
All right, yeah. So, Phil was supposed to write the game, but obviously he did not this time. So I do have a backup right here because I figured that was going to happen. All right, can I get a show of hands? How many people out in the crowd have actually listened to the Florida Men podcast before? All right, and how many of you are actually subscribed to the podcast? You tried. All right. So what I want you everybody to do right now is take out your phone and open a browser and go to floridamenpodcast.com. Don't go to floridamen.com. That is something completely unrelated to us. No, that is a dating site.
It's a dating site?
That is a dating site for Florida men and Florida men. No, Florida women.
Yeah.
So it's floridamenpodcast.com, and scroll all the way to the bottom or almost to the bottom and look for where it says subscribe in Apple Podcasts or subscribe in Android Podcasts. If you've got an iPhone, click on that Apple Podcasts link and that'll get you subscribed. If you don't have an iPhone, if you've got an Android, click on the Android Podcast link and that will get you subscribed in Android Podcasts. It doesn't cost anything. It just makes sure that you've always got our latest episodes queued up and ready to go as soon as we release them. So,
all right. So we started episode two or three when we first started this thing. We got the bright idea to invite some guests up and join us on the podcast. And
that was Phil's bright idea because it means he doesn't have to work half
it did. It's a lot less work I got to do. But despite his first performance, we actually asked him to come back. Welcome to stage, Mr. Mike Monahan. I expect better things.
Nice buns, baby.
Don't grab me on the ass.
I did.
This is an audio podcast.
I brought my own copy.
Okay, all right, perfect.
Did you read it?
I did.
Was
Yeah, see, our guests actually prepare before the...
Well, at least I folded up and put it in my pocket.
Where am I supposed to go now for the stories?
All right, well, for the stories, we're just going to listen to our guests.
Oh, I don't have to follow along?
No, you can just listen to them and...
Sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I actually have to tell the story?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
you
got to
read the damn story. That's why we gave you...
Son of a bitch. All right, this starts in Polk County. Anybody who's been in Florida for more than like 3 hours knows all about Polk County.
We've done a few stories from Polk County.
Yeah, just about one on
every episode. We have one from Polk County.
Yeah.
Well, and that makes sense because apparently there's one part of town or the county that, anyway, this story is rather boring in regards to what happens in Polk County, but we're going to run with this because this is good.
What are you don't start off a story saying it's a boring story. God damn it, who's number
Oily
two?
Oily dump, remember?
Yeah. Oh, that's the story?
You're the one who said it, yes.
No, I didn't send it. I didn't.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, all right. Go ahead with your story.
At some point in time, a Polk County man was arrested on Tuesday.
Tuesday, this
Tuesday?
It doesn't
tell me what Tuesday, this Tuesday or...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Yeah.
Okay. After detectives say he illegally dumped 10,000 gallons of cooking oil on a vacant lot in Davenport. Polk County Sheriff Office, Agricultural Crimes Detectives, arrested 50-year-old Peter Rodriguez.
Oh, if I go into if I go into the show notes, there it is.
Oh did you? Okay.
I found it.
Do you have a mugshot?
Yeah, it's behind you. It's on the screen behind you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other way.
We're high tech. We spare no expense.
I can't see that shit.
We've even got a picture of the oily dump that's in the vacant lot there.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. According to Act Environmental, who assisted with the cleanup, it's the largest spill ever found in Polk County.
There, does that help? If I put it in reverse where you can see over your shoulder? I'll hold it right there so you can see over your shoulder.
All right, fine. I got it. All right. Polk County Fire and Rescue / Hazmat, ACT, and the Florida Department of Environmental Protection Hazmat teams. Oh, you know what?
What does ACT stand for? What is ACT?
I have no idea.
Is this where you go to take your test for college? Why would the college people show up to a hazmat thing?
Not the ACT.
That's what it says on here, is ACT.
Apparently, he scored horribly.
So he screwed up his ACT test, so they...
ACT Environmental. It was in the previous
What does ACT stand for?
It's an environmental cleanup.
Oh, it's
Hazardous Materials Cleanup Company. That's HMCC. Nothing to do with ACT.
It went to college and can't spell.
Oh, well.
Okay. Florida Department of Environmental Protection. I actually do have my inspector certificate.
So did you go on this, on the cleanup on
Oh, no. They don't let me up in Polk County. Plus, I don't want to hang out with Gritty Judd too much. So the teams responded to the area of land, Sandmine Road and Highway 27 to assist deputies. Walgreens and Duke Energy own the adjoining property where the oil sludge was found.
So he dumped it basically behind a Walgreens.
That's what it sounds like.
How many gallons?
10,000
gallons. 10,000 gallons of questionable oil.
That's a lot of used cooking oil. They call that stuff liquid gold. Why would you dump it in a lot?
Well, apparently the investigators worked quickly to find out where the oil came from. The super spill came from. Hazmat tested it and determined it's not hazardous to the public.
Okay, well...
And Grady Judd told us this, so it is true.
Yeah, he doesn't lie about anything.
No, he's a good man.
I met him once.
Nice guy.
I didn't get arrested, but I did meet him once.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Under what circumstances?
I shook his hand.
All right.
It was at the...
Jeeping with Judd. Yeah.
Judd is the Grady Judd.
And I get that. According to the affidavit, deputies found a pump truck near the scene behind Dollar General.
Used to work there.
That's not where everything is a dollar. They kind of trick you.
I love those stores. You ever gone in one before just to fuck with them and ask them, like, pick up something and ask them how much it is? And then say, how much is it if I buy two of them?
Well, that's
a good
way
to kill an afternoon. Well, no, it's just fun to...
If it's Dollar Tree, but not Dollar General.
I know.
That's the way I understand it.
Dollar General is just... Yeah, is not a dollar store.
No, it's not a dollar store.
I was sorely disappointed when I went in there, and then everything was like just random prices.
So they find the truck with the used oil was leaking from, a drain spout. After investigating, deputies determined the truck was owned by Brownie's Septic. Now, there's something to consider.
Do they have the sticker on the back of the pump truck that says political political promises found inside?
It'd be my guess. And apparently, Rodriguez was the operator. Rodriguez eventually admitted to dumping the sludge, but said he had no choice but to do it to keep his job. How does that happen?
They told him to just
get rid of it.
Yeah, just go take it behind the Walgreens and dump it out in the lot. Again, liquid gold is what that stuff is called. Because they go and recycle it.
Turn
and
it
then
to biodiesel.
Yeah, exactly. Something. They refine it down to biodiesel, and then but they got to skim out all the...
So every F-250 blowing coal, it smells like French fries. Yes, that's
burnt French fries and burnt little pieces of chicken nugget in there.
Definitely like a good French fry, no doubt. Can you tell?
If we added,
you are the most fit of the three of us sitting up here at the table right now. Don't give me no fat man jokes.
Anyway, Brownie's representatives—that is a statement in itself. Say they're not sure why Rodriguez dumped this oil in the vacant lot. It's picked up from various locations and disposed of at its place of business in Orlando.
So this guy just didn't want to drive over to Orlando. He went and dumped it in a lot and pulled over behind the Walgreens, and he was going to take a nap for a couple hours.
I believe he lived across the street or something and just left his truck there, something. So anyway, he's free on a $2,000 bond.
That's it.
$200. It's all it costs to get
$200.
Guilty.
$2,000.
No, $2,000, but $200.
Yeah, you only have to pay 10%.
Yeah, 10%.
Oh, how do you know that?
Well, it was definitely not Bandcamp, but there was definitely some times in my youth.
There was a flute involved.
Yeah, your ute.
I had to think about that for a minute, but.
Well, keep up, brother. It's a long show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, do you still have to edit out the ice if I...
I'm going to be lenient on this one. Yeah, the hardest part of my editing... I'm the one that edits all these episodes. The hardest part of my editing is to edit out all the different random ice clinking when Phil takes a drink because he does it right in front of the microphone. I try to keep
it
out.
Well, how am I supposed to drink it if I got my mouth is at the microphone?
You're supposed to...
Oh!
There you go. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right.
So we didn't even read. Anyway, so am I supposed to read this part where it says, Mike, thanks for joining us. You've done a great job.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah, somebody has to dethrone me.
First of all, so you got the Knights of the Clown Table shirt on tonight. Are you representing the Knights of the Clown Table tonight?
I am. We have several members in the house.
How's my application coming?
It's coming along rather fabulously.
Well, speaking of clowns, we know Phil...
No, we ain't doing no fucking clown stories.
Oh, they're coming after you.
No. They are watching you, Phil. No,
yes, they're watching you.
Clowns. We have played the voicemail before where the clowns... If y'all haven't listened to episode 4, that is where we introduce Phil's proclivity for clowns.
I don't do clowns. No. Yeah.
Speaking of Knights of the Clown Table, we are missing Mr. Scott. He had an injury... with a sliding glass door and a lot of shots last night.
Are you shitting me? Is that why he's not here?
His head print is still on my sliding glass door.
Did he leave a grease spot on your window?
You missed that.
Hey, did he? I left, he ran into the fucking sliding door?
Head on.
He bounced back.
Oh, he was still standing. He's a trooper.
Did he leave the crew cut imprint on the top?
Surprisingly enough,
I wouldn't show my ass here either if I'd done that.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, everybody. All right,
Mike, appreciate it. Give it up for Mike.
Use that term loosely. Thanks, guys.
All right. For our next story, we're going to have a new to the Florida Man podcast.
A Florida Man virgin.
Yes. So our new Florida Man is our good friend Todd. Todd, come on up here. All right,
are you
everybody.
Nervous?
Welcome, Todd.
I nervous?
I am nervous. Yes.
Todd has not been on the show before.
I was hoping that I could get like a tape version that was in front of a live audience, but you know.
Well, yeah, that's Todd's never been on the floor on the show before, but when he's got a few drinks in him, he's one of the funniest people we know. So.
It's true. It's
how many
true.
How many drinks have you had? You're a lot. More funny. With
I
drink.
Left my beer at the bar. And
can we get Todd a drink up here, please?
The ceiling over here. So.
Yeah. Todd's a lot more funny when he's hammered.
Yes.
So we've got about 15. We've got about 5 minutes to get him lit ass up.
Yep.
Shotgun.
All right. Very good.
But we need to give him a shot, not just a shot at the show.
There's no ice in the beer, so we don't have any microphone. Mic.
Oh, is this the cow story?
Yes, it is the cow story.
Oh, you got the cow story?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, when Joel emailed it to me, I read it, and I'm like, how does this happen? Like, I really didn't understand. I'm like, cows are the most docile creatures I've ever seen, and yet, here we are.
She's hot. She's hot as hell.
Oh.
Joel, we've worked on your scale before, and we've eaten some of the things.
This
one
is
to
a
seven.
This is a one.
One? Okay,
all right. One.
And rode hard.
Hold on. She was able to walk around in a field, so two. She's vertical.
Wow. Your standards are... I mean, your wife's right here, and like... Phew.
Well, she's a 10, obviously.
No, by those standards,
he
I'm
said no.
Like a
are you kidding me?
Really? A 35.
Your wife is a 10. No.
Or a 40 something. Actually,
40 exactly.
When you reach the bottom of a hole, stop digging, sorry. Todd. Just read the fucking story.
Yeah, I got my shovel out. All right. So, a Florida woman fleeing police through the pasture has chased down by more than a dozen cows, leading her straight to officers and arrest, according to the Sanford Police Department.
Where is this?
Sanford is northwest.
That's Alabama.
No, northwest of Orlando.
I struggle with geography.
I know. I listen to the podcast.
Northwest.
So my first three thoughts were...
All right, I got it.
How did she run across the pasture carrying like a bale of hay, I was thinking? And or did she run into the feed bag action before she got across? But
I don't know. Maybe
we have video for this one, don't we?
Oh,
we
yeah.
do. We'll
no,
get
wait,
to that
wait,
eventually.
We
oh, we got it. This, there's
it
a spot. Oh, it says pause
here.
To show. Yeah, I didn't read these before
pause.
We got here.
Okay. A Seminole County Sheriff's
I
Office.
I said I was, but I had full intentions of reading them before I got here.
Just like you had full intention to do a
quiz.
I did.
I was stressed.
Yeah, I know. All right.
I'm just one man trying to make a difference, Joel. I'm trying.
Are we ready now?
Okay. Yeah, you can go now.
Good thing.
A Seminole County Sheriff's Office helicopter team captured a video of the cows bucking trends and defying traditional roles to become heroes in this tale of justice. Not for any mere namesakes. The video shows Jennifer Ann Kaufman running through the field, being chased by the cows who work together to corral the suspect.
They told her to move out of their field.
Yeah, that's Joel. Don't. We're not doing this shit tonight. No. No,
I
suffered through the freaking ice cream story. I did. I put up with the ice cream shit. We ain't doing the dad jokes tonight.
Really?
No.
That's utterly ridiculous.
That's all I got. Authorities said Kaufman, 46, was riding in a stolen Subaru SUV being pursued by officers when the vehicle crashed near the pasture after officers attempted to disable it with their stop sticks. What exactly
What's
is a
stop stick? Is that like a stick they have? You stop! And you just throw the stick at them?
No, it's they throw it on the road and it's got spikes in it.
Oh.
So it pops their tires.
Well, that would be a strip, not a stick.
But it's actually rigid. So, yeah, it unfolds and it's got spikes sticking out of it and they throw it in the street. Yeah, it's a stick. It's
a
hard.
Spike strip, not a stick.
Wow.
A stick is like a stick. You throw a fucking stick, you know?
Yeah, it's got a stick with stuff sticking out of it.
Thorns?
Well, spikes.
I never heard it called that.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's fine.
I know you're struggling, but that's okay.
I'm trying. I keep on getting interrupted.
I'm going to be
and another occupant, Jamie Michael Young, 46, fled into the pasture.
Was that her date?
No, that was another woman. That was
Jamie could go either way.
Yeah, true.
No.
No?
Oh, Jamie
Michael.
Yes,
it could. But
I guess, yeah, that could be a guy, Jamie Michael.
It looked in the video like a dude, but it was black. Anyway,
I didn't see the video yet.
Well, you will in just a second here.
Ha! Don't make me go to your browser history.
Yep, you want my phone?
Incognito mode.
Oh, like you have room to talk, Mr. Amputee.
Nope, never even. No. Anyway, they fled into the pasture. A third occupant, Aaron Thomas, 38, the younger of the group, stayed in the vehicle because she was smarter than the rest of them. Young was chased down by a K-9 unit, which we all know that must suck. I've seen the demos.
Yeah.
But Coffin made it deeper. Then the video shows police got a animal assistant.
All right, we got video for this one.
Yeah, so
here comes the video, guys.
Jay, give us the video for it.
So it's
not anal. No, not anal assist. Animal assist.
You're going to the wrong farm.
This is like Call of Duty.
There she goes.
South and east of you. Actually, the large group of cows is following her. Looks like they may attack her.
Wow, that's an angry cow.
Keep going southeast.
Shoot her!
Pretty far in the field. If you see the large group of cows there, they're literally following off. Her.
Mad cows. Oh, they got mad cow disease. You will not tip me over when I'm sleeping again. Karma is served.
Was she wearing like a floppy red shirt like the bullfighters?
The wrong day to wear red?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. That's, wow.
Yeah, they let her right into the cop's hands.
I've never seen an angry cow like that. I don't know.
Well, you know, it is an aerial shot, so we really can't tell if they're cows or bulls.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Hamburger.
Hey, look, you ever play Call, do you remember the first Call of Duty, or first or second Call of Duty, and there was that gunship, then you had a scene like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I saw it, that's what I thought it was.
That doesn't look like water this time.
Oh, no.
That's what is that?
And those are.
It's not water this time, I swear.
Wait a minute. These are much bigger than the water shots.
Oh, is it time?
Look at that.
Or should we wait?
No, we'll see. Well, let's finish this and we'll see how you do if you get the shot or not.
Oh, thank you. The herd of cattle chased Kaufman right to the fence, or a fence, where authorities were waiting on the other side. Well, that's convenient. Those cows really know.
They were undercover cows.
They knew. Police said the Subaru. Like, who's going to steal a Subaru?
Yeah, it's a Subaru. That was Jamie was definitely her date.
You know, I talked to somebody and like, oh, Subaru's the most stolen car. I'm like, why? I don't get it.
At least it wasn't a Kia.
It's huge.
It's huge. Anyway.
Where was I? Police said the Subaru was stolen out of Brevard. Yeah. What?
I even got that one right.
I sent you these like 2 days ago. So you could.
Oh, I'm not allowed to have that.
That one got away from me. Yeah, it's Brevard. I even knew that one.
Yeah,
and
right.
I screw up Brevard. Every freaking Brevard. One of these constantly.
All right. Yeah, okay. Come on, kids. A search of the vehicle yielded more than a gram of cocaine, a crack pipe.
Oh, well, see, if she had put it in her hoo-ha, we wouldn't have had this. We learned that last week.
Yeah, we did.
This week.
Okay.
She didn't. Well, maybe that's what the cows were after.
No, you think there's another one?
Maybe they wanted a good time.
Yeah,
that was Friday, right?
That episode came out Friday.
Cows got to be boring. So I'm thinking.
Party till the cows come home. That's right.
Texas, right there. What?
Got Texas.
Tell me it's not true. Tell me it's not true.
You cannot deny it.
Also, a crack pipe, syringes, and a metal spoon.
Man, she was ready for partying, wasn't
they
she?
Still use metal spoons for that shit?
Well, you can't. Oh. How the hell are you going to do?
Did they have a
big plastic
lighter, like or a candle?
We can't
use
a plastic. If you put your damn crack in a plastic spoon and it'll put the lighter underneath it, you're going to drop your crack.
I thought we were much more evolved than.
Well, Philip knows about this shit. Where's he
I
at?
Know. I was like, where's our resident
expert? He's over
expert?
At the bar.
But, you know, he's...
Badfield, do they still use metal spoons for this?
Yeah, I have no idea. Oh, okay. Now he...
Apparently now he doesn't
now
know.
Now nothing. He's clueless.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that. That makes us feel better. Yeah, thank you.
Feel or Phil? Huh? Feel or Phil better? Okay, sorry.
Feel.
Okay, Kaufman was charged with petty theft.
Yeah, F.
F.
Not a P.
Okay. I got bad hearing. Possession of cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia,
ooh,
okay. Trespassing, resisting arrest, violation of probation. She is currently being held at Seminole County Jail.
All right. Yeah.
Guilt.
Well, there's video evidence.
Yeah. I mean, they got it on tape with the angry cat.
At the very least, they got her on the trespassing because there is video of her going to that pasture.
Right. It's going to be one upset Big Mac.
That's what you're going to close with? That's what you got.
Are they going to spare the lives of these cats?
Because
they are heroes.
Me. I'm like, you know.
I mean, are they going to spare the lives of these cattle at this point? Because they are heroes. Or are they just going to go into the auction and become hamburger?
I didn't know.
You know.
I mean, at
they
the very
fun.
Least,
usually they just stay in there and sleep at night. They had a good time.
Filet mignon, at very least,
nice.
You know.
Isn't that the young? I don't know. My cuts of meat too good.
All right,
really.
Everybody, give it up for Todd. Thanks, Todd.
Give it up for Todd. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. All right, we made it through two of them. Now for our third story. Against our better judgment, we're going to bring up the proprietor of this fine establishment.
Absolutely. This is...
Mr. Phillip, please come to the pseudo stage.
Yeah, this is...
Bad Phil, sorry.
This is Bad Phil. You might remember him from a couple of previous episodes. Bad Phil has the distinction of being the person who has appeared on Florida Men, the podcast... more times than any other guest.
That's chicken.
As a matter of fact, more times than anybody except for Good Phil and myself.
But we have two Phils, so we had to distinguish. We got really freaking confused. So we, Good Phil, Bad Phil. So that's how this goes. You got your reading glasses on this time? I didn't bring them for you.
Yes, I do.
All right, good. You got enough light. Do I need to put a flashlight over it? You good?
Actually, I think I might be good with this one.
All right.
Story number three.
Two Florida men disagreed about politics on Facebook.
No, not
imagine
really.
Imagine that one.
Can you relate, Joel?
Phil and Joel?
I have never disagreed with anybody on politics.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, never.
We're not going there tonight.
Yeah, we have tried to stay apolitical on this show. So, yeah, we do have some... We have a very diverse group of... friends and loved ones and
that's a gentle way of putting it.
Well, yeah. The best thing is we all still love each other.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. And I disagree with 99.98% of things he believes in, but we still friends.
It's probably only about 6%. It's just the important 6.
Oh no, it's 98. It's a lot. It's more than freaking 6. We ain't going there tonight. We'll keep it clean.
When two things got heated.
No, not two things.
Oh. When things got heated.
Oh, it's...
Sorry, I can't read. I'm from Florida.
Jesus.
It's really bad when Good Phil is the one correcting people.
I know. When I have to
reading.
Correct you on it, then it's you know it's bad.
When things got heated, one showed up with a Glock and an AR-15 and shot the other in the thigh and buttocks, police said.
He got shot in the ass?
Yes.
Yep, and the thigh.
Now, this is a little too far. I called extreme unfriending. You think? It happened Monday night in Tampa, leading to the arrest of Brian Sebring, 44.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he's on the internet.
Oh, Jesus. Have you seen this?
That is a Redditor right there.
Damn. He got a thick-ass neck, doesn't he?
No, he doesn't have a neck. Oh, no. He's got a neck. He doesn't have a chin.
I wish I could have the picture over there so I can break my neck trying to look at his no neck.
Yeah, I'll help you. I got it. I'm all over there. I got it. Go. Keep going.
Here we go.
Brian Sebring, 44, of Leela Avenue.
See, oh, I left the addresses in there. Go visit this guy.
Yes, please go visit him. Send him an email.
Yeah, email.
Well, he didn't give his email address. He gave his physical address.
On charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and carrying a concealed firearm, Alex Stephen, 46, of Wallace Avenue, was the victim, police said, though he may have had a role in ratcheting up the rhetoric. Wow, can't believe that happened
online.
So
he ran his mouth online, and the other guy got pissed off and went to his house with a gun, a couple guns.
Wow. Sebring told officers Stevens threatened him. After receiving several explicit messages and threats, the defendant responded to the victim's home to confront him about the messages, a police account said. When Sebring arrived, wearing a Glock and a holster in his waistband, he honked his horn and waited at his truck for Stevens to appear.
Beep, beep, come out, let me shoot you.
So does this qualify as, what's that law?
Stand your ground?
Stand your ground.
Well, he did,
he was sitting in his truck.
I mean, if the guy came out.
I don't know, he was just sitting in his truck and honked the horn.
That sounds like an invitation to me.
Stephen came out of his home and charged towards Sebring. Well, forget that. And that's when Sebring fired two shots with the Glock. The victim, this sounds like a rap song.
I don't listen to rap.
The victim ran away and the defendant fled the scene, police said.
Wait a minute. He got shot in the ass.
Well, so apparently he was running away.
Apparently he didn't shoot him while he was running towards him. He shot him when he was running away from him.
Right. All I think about is Forrest Gump, when Forrest Gump got shot.
That's all I got to say about that.
Something jumped up and bit him.
The nature of the political dispute on Facebook was not described in detail. I can guarantee I can figure it out real quick. It's not apparent from public view. It is not apparent from public views of the men's homepages. Sebring was booked in Hillsborough County Jail. His bail was set at $9,500.
So he had to pay $950 to get out.
Yeah, Mike, is that right? Do the math for us. We've had some drinks.
Yeah, 10%, right?
So $9,500. How much bail did he have to come up with? $950, all right.
That's what I said. Dude,
that's called experience
to me.
Right there.
Nobody listens to me.
Well, Mike, he's in charge. He's the expert on the bail.
I can do...
We thought Badfield was the expert on drugs, and he let us down.
I am a financial analyst by day. I can do 10% in my head. It is not that difficult. You just move the decimal place over one.
Really, you just go... Doop.
Fair enough. Move on.
Jail records state that he is a delivery driver for a pizza company. Wow. His Twitter account.
So he's a political analyst, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
His Twitter account describes him as a married father of two. Like Stevens, he went to Tampa's Robinson High School.
Oh, so these guys they knew each other from high school.
Right. It didn't take long before a critic weighed in on Facebook. Mike Williams, one of Sebring's Facebook friends, posted Tuesday on Sebring's page, accusing him of throwing away everything for something dumb. You think?
Yeah.
Williams elaborated on his own page. Throw away your whole life away, including your kids, because you can't handle shit on Facebook, he wrote.
Well, I think that's the smartest person in this whole story, is the friend on Facebook.
You got shot in the ass. All right, let's give it up for Badfield.
Badfield.
Thank you. Is this where we do the game?
This is where we do the game. This is where you were supposed to do the game. But
I forgot.
Yeah, so it's time for Florida Man or Tourist. Each week, I read a series of five Florida men or not. Five people who may or may not be Florida men. They could be comedians, actors, musicians. And Phil has to guess whether or not they are a Florida man, meaning they have lived in the Sunshine State for more than 1 year, or a tourist, meaning they haven't been here for longer than a vacation. And if Phil gets more than three correct, that means He wins, and he buys the booze for the next week.
Darn, no. It means you cover my tab tonight.
All right. And if I win...
You said okay, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not? And if I win, vice versa, he covers my tab for the night.
I can drink a lot more than you can, though. But she's going to kick your ass if you get drunk.
I got a whole bucket right here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm on number four. All right.
All right. What's the theme for tonight?
The theme this night tonight is famous comedians.
Famous comedians.
Yes.
In Florida?
In Florida.
All right.
So, famous
Don,
comedians.
Don, come help me out with this one. Don, you want to come help me out with this one?
Sure.
All right, come on.
Yeah, we're gonna pull somebody from the crowd to help fill out here.
I got a free bar tab riding on this, so don't screw it up, all right? All right, this is Don. Don and I work together.
Yeah, Phil.
She used to work for me years and years. How long ago? Five? 6 years ago?
5, 6 years ago. We're still sort of friends. Here on the mic. Phil.
Oh, you come over here then.
No, I don't.
Oh, she's fine. We're fine. She's a consultant on this.
She's a consultant.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So our first Florida man or tourist is...
This is important. I got a bar tab right on this. All right, go ahead.
Is Kevin Hart, star of Ride Along and Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. Is Kevin Hart a Florida
little Kevin
man?
Hart?
Little Kevin Hart, yes. Yes, he is not a very tall man.
No, he's really short.
Thank you. I appreciate that from the back.
Yeah.
See, this is where I wish I had the headphones and Jay was looking it up on Google.
Yeah, no Googling, Jay. Kevin Hart. Is Kevin Hart a Florida man or a tourist? I have no idea.
What the fuck did I bring you up here for? Come on.
I don't even watch really TV. Unless it's like PBS.
You picked a perfect assistant, Phil.
I
just want to say.
On the radio is NPR.
There we go. I'm loving this.
I want to do over. All right, we're going to do one. We'll see how you do. All right.
All right. Kevin Hart, Florida man or tourist? So Florida man means he has lived in the state of Florida for 1 year or more.
Tourist.
All right. So you say tourist.
Yeah, write this shit down.
I am writing this shit down. Tourist.
Tourist.
Second, our second comedian is Carrot Top. He is a prop comic known for his curly red hair, hence the name Carrot Top. And Mad
Dog. Yeah,
absolutely. And he is a... monster bodybuilder. That dude has some muscles.
Let me show you my carrot.
Really? That's what you came up with from the corner?
Show me. Pretty goddamn good.
Everybody laughed.
It used to be a green bean, then became a carrot.
All right. Let's go Florida man on that one.
I'm with you.
All right, Florida man.
All right, you say Florida man for Carrot Top. Next is from Penn and Teller, the comic magic duo, Penn Jillette.
Is that the one that talks or not?
He's the one that talks, yes. He is the one that talks in Penn and Teller.
He lives, he lives in Vegas.
Dark-haired man.
No, I'm gonna say no.
He lives in Vegas. I know that. He bought a prison in Vegas. That's his house. Didn't he?
Yes, you are correct. Yes, he did buy a closed prison as his house.
Yeah, it's his house, right? I didn't make that... I thought I made that shit up. All right.
So the question is, have they ever lived here?
Have they ever lived? Or do they live here now? Like, have a condo? Do they have a house or whatever?
The criteria is they have lived in Florida for more than a year.
At any
point in their life.
At any given time in their entire existence. Can I ask a friend?
Can we phone a friend?
No, you are the friend.
But the friend can phone a friend.
No.
I'm making eye contact with friends right now.
They say no. All right, we're going tourist.
All right, you say tourist for Penn Jillette. Next is the star of Chappelle's Show, Dave Chappelle.
Jesus Christ, Dave Chappelle. You don't think so? All right, we're going tourist. She's convinced on this one.
Tourist.
She came out with conviction on this one.
Okay.
Tourist.
So tourist for Dave Chappelle. Yeah. And finally, Daryl Hammond. He used to be on Saturday Night Live as an actor. He played... He played President Clinton and Sean Connery.
Oh, is he from New York?
No, he's not from New York. He was outside of
He is currently the announcer on Saturday Night Live.
We're going to need to stall for a second.
Okay. Go for that.
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
We're going with Florida Man.
You're going Florida Man for Daryl Hammond. All right. Seriously?
No. I didn't say anything.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course, these two over here are Googling it
for. All right. All right. So, for our first person.
That's it, right?
Our first person. That was it. That was
it. That
five.
Was it. That's five.
Yeah. So, Kevin Hart, star of Ride Along and Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. You said.
Are you sure he was in that?
Yes.
Oh, I remember. Oh, that is that the one with The Rock on it?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah. So you said Tourist.
That was a good movie.
And Kevin Hart is from Philadelphia. He is a tourist. So you have one correct.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Next,
feeling
you
like my
said,
tab's getting covered.
All right. Next was Carrot Top. You said he was a Florida man. And he is born and raised in Rockledge, Florida. Congratulations, that is number two. All right, next was, I've got another pen, don't worry about it. Next was Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller.
Penn Jillette from Penn and Teller.
You said he was a tourist.
I'm going tourist on that one.
Yeah, well, you already did. I wrote it down.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Sorry, I thought I was supposed to, I thought it was still playing.
Yeah, no, you're done for now. Now I'm grading you. At this point.
Thank you.
All right. Penn Jillette actually attended Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College in Sarasota, Florida. So he is a Florida man.
Did we get that wrong?
You got that wrong.
Fuck.
So, I thought he was smarter than that.
Yeah.
Well, now you know.
Well,
Do you know that that's why you can't tie an elephant to a parking meter
yes,
in Sarasota?
I do know that.
It's because Ringling Brothers used to be there?
Yep, exactly.
It is a law.
It is law.
Thank you, Mike. Oh, I thought you had to read it that you couldn't tie it at all. You just had to pay the meter if you tie the elephant to the parking
meter.
Yeah,
you can't tie the elephant to the parking meter without paying the meter. That is right.
I didn't know that.
So our next person was...
We're 2-1.
Yeah. So you have to get at least one of these next two correct to win.
All right.
Dave Chappelle. Star of Chappelle's Show.
I'm going
with...
That
they named after him. You already said that he is a tourist.
He's a tourist.
And he is from Washington, D.C. and Silver Springs, Maryland. So he is a tourist. You got that one correct.
Is that it?
That is it. You have won.
We did win.
I just want to let you know that for number five, Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hannah. She was in a
no, not
mermaid.
Daryl Hannah. Daryl Hammond.
She was a mermaid.
From Saturday
Tom
Night
Hanks.
Live. Daryl Hammond
Great
from
movie.
Saturday Night Live, who played President Clinton and Sean Connery. You said Florida man, and he was born in Melbourne, Florida. So you went 4-for-1. Congratulations, Phil.
And they only cheated once.
They only cheated once, yeah, and they didn't need to because that was the last one. And it was... Yes, don't cheat. You don't need to cheat.
Cheaters don't win, except in this case. Thank you, Lisa. And Jordan, thank you. All righty. Last story. Who we got?
Our final story and our final guest. We have...
Who's doing this one?
This is another repeat guest. This is the other Mike. Mike K., come on up to the stage.
Mr. Come on up.
Oh, God, he's bringing more shots?
Wow, he's spilling half of it on the way up here.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, you got fucking water again?
No.
He's got water. I just let it be known that he's got water for himself. And he's got brown.
That's tequila.
Well, why the fuck did I not get tequila?
That's tequila.
Miss Lori, can I get...
No, we just need one
just
tequila.
Just one more tequila. So
no, this
whatever this is, Phil's got to drink two of them.
At least I'm still wearing my shorts.
I know. Yeah. Get your ass on the stage.
You're on the wrong side, Mike. On the pseudo stage. Well, somebody bring the shots up here.
She's coming.
She's
Steve's got them.
All right, this is a repeat story. We did this one 2 weeks ago.
Well, this is not a repeat story. This is a follow-up.
Follow-up. I'm sorry, not a repeat.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Before.
You didn't tell me I had a repeat.
No. This is a follow-up.
No. So this is
you would
follow-up.
Know if you would listen.
I have listened.
All right. Well, you would know this is a follow-up.
We have video for this, too.
Because there was more to the original story, more than what was on the original story.
So when do we play the video? I see it says pause to play video.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn, you're detailed.
All right.
I'm going to hush on that one.
Okay. Mike?
You're the leader here. I'm just following.
Well, how does he get to be the... Well, he is first top billing.
Take it away.
That belongs somewhere here. All right. Phil?
Tequila? There should be another one here for tequila, too.
You spilled yours.
No, I drank mine.
He spilled it down his throat.
Take that one, then.
Phil ain't drank his, so he's got two shots up here.
Yeah, Phil, you're two behind
really?
Here.
Phil's
so.
Gonna, no, Phil, pour one over here. You don't
I've been cut off, apparently.
All right, Phil?
Really?
Mike?
Oh, we're toasting?
We're toasting.
What are we toasting to?
We're toasting the final fucking story.
It is what it's fucking going to be. They put me behind a mic, so guess what? Y'all fucking screwed now.
All right, last story. This is ever going to be live show story number 4. Gator. Can you read it?
Yeah, you got to read this one.
Do you
Mike.
Need your glasses?
I got to read this shit?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do, set That's up here bullshit for the you. Next 15 minutes?
I thought you were going to play the video first.
No, it says here, pause to play
okay.
video. Yeah,
right Some there. Dumbass in Jacksonville decided to walk into a liquor store and carry a gator with him.
Yep.
Just show the All video. Right. Let's do the video right now.
All right, here we go.
All right. Show the video. Jay, pull up the video.
No Wait. Recollection of that happening at all.
At all. This store sells some good liquor. I drank a lot of that
that's,
night.
The viral that's, video that's the shows video.
This store sells some good liquor, and I had a bunch of it. That's what he's saying.
He takes the animal in the beer fridge as well.
I don't even remember coming up here.
We asked Stratton where the alligator came from.
No clue. No clue. I literally came to the store, and he was in the back of the truck. They told me what I did was stupid, and I'll be facing some charges here soon. And probably go to jail, probably not. We'll see.
He says he regrets his decision, and he's been in contact with the FWC.
What's the FWC? Florida Wildlife,
Fish and Wildlife.
Florida Wildlife Commission. Okay, well, first of all, you roll up to a liquor store.
It wasn't liquor. It was a liquor store. It was a 7-Eleven.
Convenience store.
Convenience store.
Yeah. He called liquor store.
No, he said, oh, he did. That's true. You're
yeah,
right.
He did.
They sell some good liquor there.
Because if you watch the other interview with Channel 47 News, he says, they sell some really good liquor in here, and I drank a lot of it. So, first of all, when he walked,
Who's the people behind him?
Those
that
are the
buddies?
Employees.
Those are the employees.
Yeah. No.
No, those are his bros.
Those are his buddies. That are videotaping him.
I got this picture from his GoFundMe for his legal fund.
He literally has
he
a
has
go.
A, he has GoFundMe.
He yes. got a GoFundMe for his legal bills.
he has a GoFundMe to get his ass out of jail. Okay. He walks. He gets. He pulls up to the liquor store. Gas station. He calls the liquor store, gets out of the truck, walks around the truck, grabs the gator out of the back of the truck, and then looks at the people next to him and says, hey, you like the gators too? Because they had the gator sticker in the car. As he's walking into the store with the gator in his hand.
Where did this happen? Okay. I forget.
Jacksonville.
Oh, Jacksonville. That's right. Yeah. We get a lot from Jacksonville, too. Jacksonville and Polk County, that's a hot spot.
Well, Jacksonville, we get a lot from Jacksonville because Jacksonville is...
In the Keys.
A very.
It's not in the
that
Keys.
It could not be farther from the fucking Keys.
No, I said and the Keys.
Oh, and the Keys.
Oh.
No, yeah. and the Keys.
Yeah,
I know Jacksonville's not from the fucking Keys.
Yeah, Jacksonville is almost Georgia.
It's lower. Yes, I know that.
All right.
I know damn where Jacksonville is.
Jacksonville
is damn near South Carolina.
Why are y'all convincing me that I know where Jacksonville is? Jesus Christ, no. I know where Jacksonville is.
The most populated area.
I know that. It was okay. My freaking story.
Wait a minute. But the biggest thing is when he's walking through the store, he's walking through it, and he's got gator under his arm, and he looks like he had just every day walking down the street.
You don't walk through a convenience store with a gator on your arm ever?
I mean, what are they actually charging this man with?
molesting a gator.
No, they're not.
No, they're charging him with, what was it, something like, yeah,
illegal exhibition of a dangerous wildlife and cruelty to animals.
Wait, wait, that's a freaking law? Exhibition of a exhibition of a dangerous animal?
Unlawful exhibition.
No, it doesn't say unlawful. It says illegal exhibition of dangerous wildlife and cruelty to animals. So
well, I get the cruelty to animals, but
technically
you have to have a permit to
you have to have a permit to display a gator under your arm. Is that it? Where do you get that?
No, in the state of Florida, it is
Secretary of State's office. I don't know.
In the state of Florida, it's not illegal to walk around with a gator anywhere you want.
But if you put it on Facebook,
you can go on Facebook and go in the damn store and taunt people.
You're right.
Yeah.
You know, if he'd put the little vest on it with the little patches that said
"oh, this is a
service
animal,"
then
a service
he would have been fine.
Ooh,
let's kill.
You be lying on the floor.
Hey,
you be begging me, please, please, baby, don't hurt me no more.
Phil, stop that. We need the.
Hey, I just say that because my daughter's going through training right now with her dog to get her dog trained as a service animal, okay? And
you're about to get hit. You're about to get hit.
And according to...
I'm putting my money on her, by the way.
And according to whatever...
Cut bait, brother.
Organization
bait.
Does the
pull
service
away.
Animals.
Pull away right now.
Now, there is cut no bait. Certification of service animals.
You don't certify this.
You're right. There's cut not. Bait. Because people have tried to get on the airplane with
miniature horse and dog. Southwest Airlines now allows service of miniature horses and
tarantulas and service snakes.
Wait, we have a question from the audience.
Yes.
How long has Mike been here?
Been where?
Like here or like in Florida?
I've been pregame.
I've been here almost
been
as long as I have.
Pregame since 2:00.
Yeah. Arrest
but
my
no,
case.
Honestly, if you look to qualify, and I'm not trying to piss anybody off, and I probably will by
as
saying
usual.
This.
Yeah,
I don't care.
You already have.
It's just the way I am.
Yeah, you already have.
All right.
Oh my God! I'm gonna have so much editing to do this. Wait,
I just got from the left over here. The man had a nice ass.
I'm not the left.
To qualify, you have to.
You're to his left.
As a service animal, you have to go through a certain amount of training.
Yes, you do.
Okay. As an emotional
Jay,
support
do you have the Jeopardy
animal
thing here that you
Shut
can
up.
Plug in?
Shut up. As an emotional support animal. You don't have to go through as much training. So maybe this was his emotional support alligator, and
it was in the back of his truck. I didn't even know it was there.
You killed the wrong
one. Yeah, but if you learned, or if you watched, hey.
Had electrical tape on some snout.
Turn it back on.
We turned it on.
Thank you. If you heard him.
Don't fuck with the sound engineer, okay?
if you heard him earlier. And if you would back search the story, they actually found the alligator while they were weed whacking earlier in the day. Okay? So
I think you're being played off there, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
So he knew it was there.
Ladies and gentlemen, go to thank our guests for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Mike. All right, before we finish up tonight, we would like to thank Caloosahatchee Jacks for providing the location tonight. Thank you. Please take care of your servers and bar staff. They've been taking care of us. We'd also like to thank Jay for helping us out with running the audiovisual stuff for the show.
Thank you, Jay.
We have lights.
We'll have a meet and greet in a few minutes. We have merch for sale at the table in the back. Thank you all for coming out tonight. We had a great time.
And after this is over, we're going to tear this down and play a little guitar here in just a minute.
Absolutely. And as usual, we will end the show with the ballad of Florida Man.
Florida Man, might be crazy, might be stupid.
We got to re-record that. That's horrible.
It's just you.
Well, you need to. No, it's both of us. I did harmony.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man, Florida man, dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
Thank you all.
Thanks, everybody.